Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a special Christmas edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Unless you're listening to the repeat, today is Boxing Day, a special day which takes its name from the tradition of the Christmas box. This was an ancient institution which involved citizens presenting one another with gifts. Each one contained in, as the name suggests, an attractive carrier bag. These presents were usually so disappointing, invariably ill-fitting pullovers knitted by elderly relatives, that a full-scale punch-up would ensue, and this in turn gave rise, of course, to the modern-day sport of rugby football. Incidentally, if you are listening to the repeat of this programme, today is Christmas Tuesday, a less special day, which takes its name from the fact that it's Christmas Tuesday. Right. I'd like to introduce two fabulous teams, but you can't have everything, so here are on my left Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And finally, would you welcome someone who more than fills her own stockings? Our scorer, the lovely Samantha. Our first round is entitled Historical Headlines. It may be of interest to some listeners to know that there were, in fact, several newspapers in existence at the time of that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. In comparison with today's newspapers, these were primitive, ill-written documents. So, pretty much the same, really. Teams, I'd like you to suggest how our papers might have covered the nativity. And Barry, I'm going to ask you to start, please.
Headline in the Daily Mail, Branson sponsors virgin birth.
Willie?
I got one from the Independent, which is sparse queues for Herod's Christmas sale.
Graham.
The one from Exchange and Mart. Unwanted frankincense and myrrh will swap for Nintendo.
And Tim?
I've got one, The Guardian. It says, in our earlier edition, Son of Dog should have read... should have read Accrington Stanley.
Right, open season now. Anybody got any more?
Sunday Sport, Elvis spotted in Bethlehem.
Farmers Weekly, cow says, I was there, exclusive.
The Daily Express, we'll call him David, say Mr. and Mrs. Ike.
Times, we were following yonder star, unlikely claimed by three wise men held at customs.
Sun with their usual snappy headline, Jezzer of Naza, born in Beza, Gaza in Gaza.
Okay.
Knitting and Knitters, special swaddling supplement.
Okay, shall we go on to the next one?
Why not?
Yes, let's. The next round is called Word for Word. If you don't remember it, it might help. If you don't remember it, it might help if I told you that it's the one... the one which involves each team providing us with a meaningless series of unconnected words. In this particular version, teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to come up with a series of otherwise unconnected words on the subject of Christmas. The opposing team may challenge if they notice a connection. If I uphold the challenge, then the challengers should take over. Barry and Graham, you can start.
Pudding. Tree. Stuffing. Argument.
Challenge from Tim.
They're all to do with Christmas.
A nice point, but I'm going to overrule it.
Fair enough.
Carry on, Barry and Graham.
Partridge.
Tinsel.
Shouting.
Graham obviously has the same sort of Christmas as I have.
Berry. Hatchet.
I've got a challenge here from Tim. Or is it the last one? No, new one.
It's what we always do after Christmas. It's burying the hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
In the head of Uncle Charlie.
Oh, I see.
You can take the round up now. And...
Right. In-laws. The Great Escape.
For some reason, they always show it at Christmas, and I never understand why.
Hangover.
Holly.
Slay.
Ivy.
Stocking.
Beard.
Challenge from Barry.
Ivy and stocking.
I'll take your word for it.
I would prefer to have the full version.
It was nostalgia. I didn't know a girl called Ivy who's legend for her stockings.
Oh, yes. Carry on, Barry.
Goose.
What's
cracker.
Challenge from Willie.
It is a cracker. Whatever you said before is a cracker.
I said goose.
I thought you said Bruce. I'm sorry.
No!
No, that's all right. We all know Bruce is a cracker, but I didn't know. No, sorry, I take that back.
Carol. Disappointment.
Tim had a
I knew a girl called Carol, and she was...
Right, the next round is a musical version of the Radio 4 programme, Just a Minute. It's entitled Just a Minim. Incidentally, other musical versions of Radio 4 programs include A Ballad at Bedtime, Fiddle on Four, and Letter from Harmonica. And if you unthinkingly mix all these together, you'll get some rather unpleasant feedback with Chris Dunkley. Now, on the subject of a...
Who's Chris Dunkley?
On the subject of unpleasant feedback, it would be unreasonable if I were not to introduce our pianist, Colin Sell. Unreasonable, but understandable. Teams, I'd like you each to sing a well-known song without repetition, deviation, or hesitation. The opposing team may challenge with their buzzers if they feel the rules have been infringed in any way. The song is The 12 Days of Christmas. Graham, will you start, please?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
So far, so good.
On the second...
Challenge from Tim.
Repetition of so.
This is the repeat.
Days in the wilderness have not been wasted.
I think that was a sotto voce aside and not really anything part of the actual thing. So I'm going to overrule you, Tim.
Fair enough.
Probably not for the first time in this program. Carry on, Graham.
On the second day of the festive season, my genuine
challenge from Tim.
Day, I think, is probably. We've had day already, haven't we?
We had the first day of Christmas.
And we had the second day of Christmas.
Yeah. That seems to be a repetition.
I've got to allow that. I've got to allow that.
Oh, we don't have to, because I might have to take it up.
Take it up, please, Tim.
Of Yuletide, our faithful person transmitted au moi.
Had two yet, it's terrible waste.
We're going to need
challenge
it later
from Graham. Challenge from Barry.
Lack of repetition.
Can't allow
Peter.
That. Can't allow that.
Yes,
I've got
the tune wrong.
Oh!
You got the tune wrong on that machine you've got there. You play the ordinary piano like
that. Stands there with a big organ in front of him and says I'm a liar.
All right, I'll allow that.
That's carry his on. Mobile phone.
Carry on, Barry. Carry on.
And a partridge. Ensconced.
Does seem to me we've met this partridge before, Barry.
Oh, was he named before? Oh, yes, he was.
Day one. Day one, the partridge.
This is the
second partridge that arrived on his poor Doxy's doorstep.
All right, you mean you'd like to take up the song? Go on, then.
24 hours later, that festive tide, my Inamora Amorata, delivered 3 French hens. Is that right? A brace of doves looking like tortoises.
Challenge from Barry.
Terminal hesitation.
Nobody ever buzzes Derek Nimmo for that. I've learned out in 25 years, as far as I know.
Now it's time for our special. I've begun the link on the next one, please, Colin. Not soon enough.
Peace out.
Now it's time for our special Christmas version of the favourite round, Good News, Bad News. It's called Good Tidings, Bad Tidings. It means you should take it in turns to continuously alternate good tidings and bad tidings until I'm overcome by life, or this program, or both. When you hear the distinctive cheering sound of Santa's sleigh bells. Okay, who's going to start now?
Make Samantha do that again.
Graham, will you start, please?
Good tidings. The royal family are spending Christmas at Balmoral.
Bad tidings. And Highgrove, Windsor, Kensington.
Good tidings. Prince Charles has been seen under the mistletoe.
Bad tidings. With a Christmas tree. How long have you been a Christmas tree? Fascinating conversationalist you are. Interesting work it must be.
Good tidings. The Queen Mother's looking forward to her hundreds.
Bad tidings, they've run out of ice and lemon. Only joking, Mom.
Good tidings, Princess Anne's dancing cheek to cheek with Tim.
Bad tidings, Tim, here comes Commander Lawrence.
Good tidings, Prince Philip has gone out to shoot turkey.
Bad tidings, he missed and hit Greece. Shot himself in the foot.
Good tidings, the Queen's Christmas message was shorter this year.
Bad tidings, just the one finger.
Oh,
let's see it again.
Now, it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. And because it's Christmas, we'll play a special nativity version of the game. This follows most of the standard rules of play. However, in this version, the winner is the first person to reach Bethlehem.
It can't be called Mornington Crescent.
It's too much of a hassle to change the name.
Does it include the proviso that Mornington Crescent can be included in the progression to Bethlehem?
Well, the standard rules don't rule it out, so you can do that if you like. Do really anything. Is that clear? Tim, will you start, please?
Yes.
I've only got a star to guide me here.
Tarsus.
What? You're welcome. Nazareth Muse.
Caesarea Philippi, the 19th hole.
Shepherd's Bush.
Manger Lane.
Pharisee Drive.
Ass Alley.
The Pride of Our Alley.
Your turn, Graham.
Damascus. The Road to.
Antioch Street. What did you say,
Kim? No, I can't.
I said Antioch Street.
Oh, Antioch Street. Bethlehem.
Anything wrong with that, Tim? You seem annoyed by that decision.
Yes, absolutely, because you can't make the leap. If you've got a street, you cannot go straight to Bethlehem.
You can't.
Well, if a street is
street
in a town...
straight.
If it had been a road, I could have accepted it. Still, if you're going to play these silly Christmas...
Watling Street is a road, so why shouldn't Antioch Street
I apologise.
Oozing the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. That's a brilliant chairman, really.
OK, should we go on to the next one?
Oh.
It's high time now that we had a round of festive limericks. Teams, I'm going to furnish you with the customary fecund first lines, which I'd like to complete, taking one line each. And we're going to start now with Graham Garvin. There's a fairy on top of our tree.
Who looks strangely familiar to me.
That isn't a fairy.
It's Julian Clary.
Well, I never. Good heavens, blow me.
Nice one for you, Tim. Oh. In the night when you've hung out your stocking...
In the night when you've hung out your stocking, from the chimney, you'll hear something shocking.
It might well be Santa.
He's been at the decanter.
And now, vintage port, back he's knocking.
First line for you, Barry. This Christmas we found a Yule log.
This Christmas we found a Yule log on which there was sitting a frog.
He turned into a prince. We've not seen him since.
Mind you, we've not looked in the bog.
Right, Willie, last one for you. When Santa gets bored in his grotto...
When Santa gets bored in his grotto... he doesn't play bingo or lotto.
He sits on a shelf.
And toys with an elf.
Start this for a lark, is his motto.
The next round is called Seasonal Censored Song. Teams, I'd like you please to each sing a song that I've randomly selected, paying strict attention to censor out any words liable to offend that elusive age group that so steadfastly refuses to listen to this program. The naught to 90s. I should point out that I had asked for Colin Sell to be put on ice for this show. However, I must announce, due to an unfortunate misunderstanding, that the musical accompaniment for this round would now come from the Collinsell Ice Spectacular. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to go first, please. Your song is the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your... carols being by a choir, and folks like Eskimos, everybody, a turkey and some mistletoe, help to make the bright tiny tots with their all aglow, will find it hard to tonight.
Here's a song for you, Barry and Graham. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Mommy Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me down the stairs to have a... She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy Santa Claus underneath his so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy Santa Claus last night.
It's almost time for us to rush like greyhounds unleashed into the new year, but before we go, I'll just squeeze in a swift round of Santa's Film Club. Deemed, I'd like you please to suggest some suitably Christmassy film titles that you feel might usefully be shown over the festive period. And Tim, will you start, please?
I'll start with Three Wise Men and a Baby.
King Kong Merrily on High.
Dial M for Myrrh.
The Lone Reindeer.
Basic Incense.
Indigestion Jones. The Last Lucasade.
Look Back in Manger.
Silence of the Turkeys.
Missile Total Recall.
Wences Lassie Come Home.
Gunfight at the OK Carol Service.
Separate Stables.
The Mince Pie That Came In From the Coal.
When Harry Met Santa.
Jagged Sledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where I have to...
Ho, ho, Home Alone 2.
The Turning of the Scrooge.
And that really is all we've got time for this year. Join us again next year when we'll be another year older, another year older. Goodbye.
Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Lyttelton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.